Amen. A very lively and vigorous song. I have been revived. And Brother Bonner leads it with a lot of energy and excitement. Good to be here this evening. Good to see each of you here this evening. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the scripture lesson that was read by Brother Vashon Daniel, Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. I want to start out by asking you a number of questions. The first question is, if there were a way for you to improve the overall quality of your life, would you want to know about it? If there were a way to raise the level of your happiness, would you want to know about it? If there were a way to revitalize your relationships and to imbue them with new meaning, would you want to know about it? If there were a way for you to become a much better Christian than you've ever been before, would you want to know about it? If there were a way that you could ensure that you would be a tremendous blessing to your mate, to your children, to your brothers and sisters, to your parents, and to all your relations, and to all of your brothers and sisters in Christ, would you want to know about it? I said all of that to say that Jesus gives us the key that can help us realize all of those things that I have placed before you this evening in Luke chapter 11. Let us read the passage again, verses 27 and 28. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. The necessary thing to make life as good as it can be and as good as it can get is to hear the word of God and keep it. Luke is the only gospel writer to mention this unusual incident. Apparently, what happened was that an obscure, unidentified woman in the crowd where Jesus was teaching was caught up in Jesus' teaching and his presence. And I can understand her getting excited as she listened to the teaching flowing from the lips of the Creator himself, God come down in the form of a man. It had already been affirmed at the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus didn't teach like the scribes and the Pharisees. He taught as one who had authority. And Jesus has been accurately described as the master teacher. And certainly no greater teacher has ever walked across the bosom of the earth or the bosom of the sea than Jesus Christ, our Lord. She was very excited, this obscure, unidentified person was very passionate about Jesus and how she perceived him and the teaching that flowed from his wonderful lips. In her excitement, she passionately cried out, expressing her feelings about Jesus and his importance. And she said unto him, "Blessed is the womb that bare thee." And in essence, the breasts at which you have nursed. In other words, she was affirming, your mama, son, ought to be awful proud of you. You being such a great teacher. She exclaimed that a woman who could bear one like Jesus was to be blessed. But note what Jesus said. There is a greater blessing than what even Mary had. You know, we think about Mary. We think about that wonderful young lady, highly favored of God, selected to birth into the world our Savior. Of all of the women that populated the earth in the fullness of time, God, in his divine omniscience, singled out and selected this one to be the channel through whom Jesus Christ would make his arrival into the world. And I'm sure that many Jewish girls for centuries had wondered, who is it going to be? Who will be selected to birth the Messiah into the world? And some women even today might be thinking in their own hearts, oh, I wish it could have been me. Or wouldn't it have been wonderful had it been me? Like some women might have imagined in their own day, what would it have been like? What a blessing it would have been if I had been selected to bring forth the Christ child into the world. But what Jesus says here, something that is capable, even if it doesn't, of boggling the imagination. A concept that in and of itself is difficult for us to wrap our minds around. When we think of all that is said about Mary and the blessings attendant to her being selected to bring Christ into the world. In this passage, Jesus affirms there's a greater blessing than what even Mary had. A greater blessing than being able to testify that Mary had given birth to Jesus. What is it? We've already affirmed it. We take it for granted. We ignore it. We neglect it. We do not really focus the proper attention on it. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Jesus gives a proper perspective of what really counts. Jesus emphasizes that there are special benefits of obedience. I want to just look at some benefits, some blessings that come from being obedient to God. And I would to God that all of us, as parents, as mates, as children, as brothers, as sisters, as grandparents, can come to fully appreciate the significance of the blessings that are attendant to obedience to the word of God. One thing that Jesus emphasizes in John chapter 14 and verse 21 is that obedience assures us of the Father's love. And obedience assures us of Jesus's love. Look at John 14, 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. It's wonderful, Sister Barton, to be loved by your mother, by your grandmother, by your husband, by your wife, by your children. But it is even more wonderful to be loved by God the Father and to be loved by Jesus Christ the Son. The blessings of obedience. We are assured of blessings indeed. In James chapter 1 and verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This is the Lord promising. James writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit assures us that when we look into God's perfect law and continue in it and we be doers of it and not forgetful hearers, we are blessed in the doing. Also, when we think about the blessings of obedience, we think about assurance of answered prayers. And we certainly want our prayers answered. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So I should always strive to make sure that I live in such a way that my actions, my behavior, my conduct is pleasing in his sight. Don't be concerned about what people think. Don't be concerned about how folks feel. Your paramount objective should always be to live in such a way that you're pleasing in the sight of God. You know, I want my prayers answered. I want your prayers answered, especially when you're praying for me. We want each other's prayers answered. But there's no better, no greater assurance of having answered prayers than to always strive to live in such a way as to keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's within our power. We have that kind of control. We decide whether we're going to keep his commandments or not. We decide whether we're going to live in a way that is consistent with his will and that is pleasing in his sight. Furthermore, we sing a lot here at Hart Street about heaven, about the tree of life, and how we can have the assurance of partaking of the tree of life. But there are some things that we have to do in order to have that guarantee of being able to partake of the tree of life. And we find it in Revelation 22 and verse number 14. There, John records very tersely, succinctly, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Assurance of a heavenly home and access to the tree of life. Additionally, we have the assurance of God's protection and care. In the Old Testament, I call your attention to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 30 and 31. When thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. I'm glad we serve a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy father, which he sware unto thee. We have the assurance of God's providential care. You say, Brother Jones, this is in the Old Testament. I know it is. But the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, and we love that because it talks about God's umbrella, God's providential protection plan. And Paul says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. That means he's going to be there for us. And no matter what happens, as a faithful child of God who is committed to keeping his commandments and living a life that is consistent with his will, that is expressive of his authentic love for the Lord, for our authentic love for the Lord, we are guaranteed that the Lord will take care of us. And no matter what happens to us, it always works out for our good. Finally, I want to emphasize that one of the blessings of obedience is assurance of well-being for us and our families. From Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 29. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. The benefits, the blessings of obedience. Your life can be tremendously improved and enriched by making a renewed commitment to always keeping the Lord's commandments and living in a way that is consistent with his will. If you're here this evening and you have ceased keeping his commandments and living in a way that is pleasing in his sight, you are an erring child of God. Now is a wonderful time to be restored. Now is a wonderful time to renew your relationship with your Lord. And he stands with outstretched and open arms, ready to welcome you back. The saints are ready to welcome you back. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the waters of life freely. Why not return to the Lord this evening through repentance, confession, and prayer? If you are here and you have not yet surrendered your life to the Lord and have not yet been obedient to the gospel of Christ, why not do it tonight? Why not obey the Lord tonight? Why not decide tonight that you're going to live for God? You're going to turn your life over to Him. No single decision you can ever make in your life will even compare or begin to compare with this decision that will change your very life in all of its aspects, in all of its areas, and will alter your destiny for eternity. You want to go to heaven? You want to be saved? Here again, whispering in your ear, the wonderful story of love, of how Jesus and how the Father loved you so much that Jesus came and died on the cross of Calvary for your sins and mine. He didn't have to do it, but He did it because He loved you so, because He loved me so, because He loved us so. He died. He was buried, but He didn't stay dead. He was resurrected from the grave, and He is alive forevermore. And just as He came forth from the tomb, He's made it possible for us to come forth and be alive spiritually, whereas we previously were dead in trespasses and sins. You've heard that good news of the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess your faith in Christ as the Son of God. Surrender to baptism in water for the remission of your sins. And arise from that liquid tomb, that watery grave, to live a brand new life. Be a new husband. Be a new wife. Be a new son. Be a new daughter. Be a new mother. Be a new father. Be a new neighbor. Be a new employee. Be a new person. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The secret is in obedience, trusting, and obeying. Will you do it now as we together stand and as
there's
we sing?
A great day coming, a great day coming.
There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready?
Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a bright day coming. A bright day coming, there's a bright day coming by and by. But the brightness shall come only to them. Are you ready for that day to come?